producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, welcome. We are live and direct from Stanley, North Dakota on the program today. We're in a place called Frontier Village, which is a new affordable housing community in Stanley. I've driven by this along Highway 2 I don't know how many times. It's directly across from Cashwise Foods, so it would be to the north of Cashwise Foods. I didn't even know there was a lake. So if you know Stanley and you think of Highway 2, Tractor Supply, Cashwise Foods, Holiday Station Store would be three new businesses that are located on the west end of Stanley, okay? And they would be, I'm looking right now directly at Cashwise Foods, but between the home that I'm in, which is one of the model homes here at Frontier Village, and Cashwise Foods, is a lake. And I don't know how many times I've been on Highway 2. I didn't even know there was a lake there. But here there's a lake as part of this development. And, you know, it's obviously a new development and taking shape, but there's streets and there's curbs and there's, you know, lots and homes going in, a lot of homes to choose from. And they're doing open houses every Saturday. And, of course, you can come by any time and take a look. But I think two keywords that have been missing from the vernacular here in the oil patch is affordable housing. You know, they really, this is pretty, you know, tough to come by. Without question. So anyway, kind of a wonderful opportunity to plant some stakes in a very unique part of the world. And I actually am going to be joined today by Danita Bai. And Danita is a native of Stanley that's recently moved back to here from the Twin Cities. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we'll tell you more about the affordable family housing, and that's a key component. It's not just affordable housing for folks that are working in the oil patch. It's for their family. It's so they can have family here, because that's a very important thing. And I want to talk a little about that with Danita too. We're also going to talk with Rachel Brash. She's the director of the University of Mary Worldwide. They are bringing a campus to Watford City, North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about that at the bottom of the hour. We also will have a debate on the legal challenge to North Dakota's gay marriage ban from both sides. Chair of the North Dakota Human Rights Coalition and Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance. Talked to Pete Hannibut today, Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, about whether or not sage grouse will end up on the endangered species listing, which has enormous impacts for agriculture. So look forward to that as well. Danita Bai is here. Hello, Danita. How are you? Nice to see you again.
Great. Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Stanley, North Dakota of your youth versus Stanley, North Dakota of today is a very different place, isn't it?
It is a very different place. There's action. There's movement. So for me, coming from the Twin Cities, it's actually an exciting place to be. This is a huge area of growth and development that has potential to change the state. And the trajectory of the state, I think it's an exciting place to be.
It is. And the other thing, I think, there is folks like you that are actually living it. And you have the unique perspective of having a native here, who grew mm-hmm. up here, and then now coming back. I think for the vast majority of folks outside of, you know, the oil patch, the Bakken region, it's a place you read about in the newspaper, you hear about on TV, but you really don't understand. And it's a very different way of living than you would have had in the Twin Cities or that folks have in Fargo or Bismarck or, you know, Grand Forks. And I don't know if there's enough appreciation for the almost pioneer spirit it takes. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting endeavor, as you mm-hmm. call it, but it's also, you know, there's things that are challenging and very, very different. Things you take for granted about, you know, X amount of places to choose where to eat for dinner, people coming to town, where am I going to shop, you know, what, you know, those things aren't here yet. That's all, I mean, you're pioneers, really. Everybody here they're pioneers. Is that a description that fits, you think?
Well, it is true that we do need a great family restaurant in Stanley.
So, one of many things,
so if you're
right?
going to go out to dinner, you better figure out how to cook it yourself.
Yeah, but those are things that you don't take, you don't think 10 seconds about if you're
absolutely
any one of those other communities.
Absolutely. There's a couple of things that why I feel great about coming home to Stanley. Stanley is a great family-friendly culture. And I've toured the western part of the state, and not all communities are family-friendly. Not all communities are safe. We have, it must be T-ball. I'm just moving back into the community, so I don't know what they call some, but you can drive and you can see T-ball, and you can see people playing, children playing in the park. You can see people taking walks, riding bikes, so it's a very family-friendly place. From my perspective, the people are friendly. And I think one of the reasons that they're friendly is that Stanley historically has a legacy of being a leader in this region. So when I think back to the people that I grew up, some of them are here as leaders, but many of them are scattered throughout the Midwest and around the nation and are leaders in their respective fields. So when they think back to Stanley, there's tremendous pride. And I'm still getting involved in the community, but there's really an opportunity, I think, to capitalize on that and to continue to raise the bar so that Stanley becomes that kind of shining star community.
Yeah, and the community is the key word. I really believe that's the glue that's going to keep everything together. And, you know, when we get focused on we need more roads, which we do, mm-hmm. we need more restaurants, which we do, we need more, you know, of bricks and mortar kind of things, we lose what ultimately is going mm-hmm. to be the fabric of, you know, I believe what makes North Dakota great, and that is that sense of community. Mm-hmm. And that's it's hard in a disruptive, you know, kind of environment that is just happening as fast as it's happening out here. But that's the 30,000-foot view that we all ought to participate in and contribute to. And it's a lot easier in a place like Stanley, where this is a new development that we're at. But mm-hmm. I can look out your back window and see the school.
Absolutely.
I can see the Blue Jays logo on the side of the school.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And whether you're in the Twin Cities, where I've been living in Minnesota, or whether you're in some other city, the key to a strong community is a strong family.
You bet.
That's where it starts, is a strong family. And so what I've observed with Stanley is that strong family culture, which is foundational to a strong community, which is foundational to a strong country, and it starts at that nucleus.
It does. And of course, part of that's a home. So that's mm-hmm. that's why we're at Frontier Development today, because that's a beachhead, right? Mm-hmm. That's a very important beachhead to say, okay, here's home.
Absolutely.
Here's your room. Mm-hmm. Here's your room. Mm-hmm. Here's your school. And here's what Dad's going to do. Here's what Mom's going to do. And, mm-hmm. you know, and one by one, we just continue to build.
And here's the other way. My husband and I have been, what we've observed in the short time that we've been here is that in Frontier Village, there are people moving in. So it's almost like the freshman year of high school, the freshman year of college, that people are reaching out and they're looking for friends and they're friendly. So it's a great, same at church. People are reaching out. They want to make friends. And so it's a great time in the community to get established.
I heard a story last night about 5 or 6 new faces in church every Sunday.
Yes.
There's not many places in America that can say that.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, obviously somebody new to church comes, you know, and you but I mean, that's some significant, you know, in a small town like Stanley, North Dakota, to have 5 or 6 new faces in church every Sunday gives you a sense of the vibrancy of this community.
Absolutely. I had been talking with someone who's moved up here from South and is, she's lonely, her husband's working, she's at home with her children. And my advice is get involved in a church. Get involved in a vibrant church, because you're going to have, your kids are going to make friends, your kids are going to be happier, you're going to be making friends with other newcomers that are looking to establish roots. absolutely key to do.
Exciting time in Stanley, North Dakota, and you bring a unique perspective to it as a marketplace leader down in the Twin Cities, and now get a chance to bring some of those things to your hometown. So I'm looking forward to seeing the newest chapter unfold, and it'll be great fun.
Welcome, Scott.
We'll chat with you a little later on in the program. We're also going to wrestle Gordon in here to talk a little bit about Frontier Development, too, so because I want folks to know about Frontier Village and the affordable housing and the options and things that are here. So we're going to do that as well today on the program, live and direct from Stanley, North Dakota, and Frontier Village. And again, you'll see the signs if you're on Highway 2. But if you know, the easiest way to describe this is just about a half mile north of the Cashwise food location. So if you're on Highway 2 and traveling along and heading westbound, for instance, Tioga Way, then just look to the north and you'll see the development. You'll see that lake and you'll see some wonderful affordable housing options and a lot of model homes and a lot of different choices all right here. I'll tell you more about that coming up. The Golden Girls, too, and more on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum in just a moment. Just wanted to give you a little more information on Frontier Village, and Gordon Bias here. And when you come by one of the open houses, stop by and see one of the model homes. Gordon's one of the folks you'll talk to about this Frontier Village. And it is taking shape. It's a neighborhood taking shape, isn't it, Gordon?
Yeah, right now we have 64 lots that are ready, and we've got another development that we'll be doing right after that. We have four different companies here that are represented, so you have a wide variety of homes. You can get them anywhere from two bedrooms up to four bedrooms. And, you know, you're about a minute off of US 2 and real close to Cashwise Foods, Tractor Supply, Holiday Station. So we're just on the west end of Stanley.
And it's affordable.
And it's affordable. A lot of people are surprised. It's, you know, like your down payment is, you know, $3,000 to $5,000, and you got $1,000 a month in payments, depending on which model you get. Could be a little higher, could be a little less, but it's in that range.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing in this day and age when you talk about, you know, 50 miles down the road to Minot, 70 miles down the road to Williston, smack dab in the middle of it, Highway 2, and you know, affordable housing, affordable family housing, hard to come by in this part.
Well, and if you have, when you're looking at it, if you can have a three-bedroom home that's new, and you're looking at anything comparable, you're looking north of $3,000 in rent, and here you can get into this and you can be comfortable, convenient, right in the heart of the Bakken.
Fantastic. And you're doing open houses on Saturday now?
We do open houses on Saturday, but we actually are here most days, so if you stop in and the flags are up, you know, stop on in and we can talk to you.
Just look for those open house flags.
Open house flags.
Exactly right. And a beautiful home. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of wonderful choices here.
There's, you know, you can have anything you want from entry level all the way up to all hickory interior cabinets, the whole works.
Nice. Thanks, Gordon.
Hey, thank you.
Stanley, North Dakota, Frontier Village. Folks, I really want you to see this because it is truly affordable housing. That's why we are broadcasting live from one of their model homes today in Stanley. All right, Ellen Ratner from the left, Bunkita Cullum from the right. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Good morning.
So the IRS thing just keeps on cranking. Is that what everybody's yakking about, or is it Iraq and John Kerry?
Everybody's yakking about everything, but the IRS thing is definitely part of the event since there was a hearing last night.
You know, what's amazing to me, Blanquita and Ellen, is that you have this director who wasn't there when all the scandal happened, but now is starting to having to explain it away, right? And he seems to be just absolutely swimming upstream, saying there's no there there when they continue to find there there. I mean, I almost feel sorry for the guy because it's like, wake up, just acknowledge that the mistakes were made, try and fix them, and you know. Stop trying to defend
this.
Yeah,
well, it goes back to the oldest trick in the book. It's the cover-up is worse than the crime. And
well,
I was looking at the Presidential
Records
Act. I think they've clearly violated the Presidential Records Act.
And I think they're being very honest. And it wasn't his fault that some of this was done when he wasn't IRS director.
It doesn't matter, Ellen. I mean, he knew to be able to inform the committee that these emails were lost, and he keeps lying. And the thing of it is, I learned years ago when I went through the Senate confirmation and all of that, if you're just honest, the hardest stuff will be forgiven, but you've got to be honest about it. And if you lie about it to cover it up or get cutesy with it, the cover-up's worse than the crime.
What do you make of this latest twist now that the IRS canceled their contract with the email storage firm weeks after her computer crash, after Lois Lerner's computer crash?
Doesn't mean that the company shouldn't have kept the records. They have to.
And she should. I mean, it just seems like, what was she worried about? You know, she wanted to get rid of the evidence. She wanted to get rid of anything that would cause her to have any kind of implication, and why does she not try to come forward, and why does she plead the fifth? What does that tell you? She's guilty of what? We don't know.
Oh, please.
You know, I've heard some interesting stories about her, you know, and evidently how this first came out. Didn't she plant a question with somebody that she wanted somebody to ask her about this practice of targeting these conservative groups? I mean, there's so many. It's really a sad. It's a bad movie. Is what it is. It's a really bad movie. But unfortunately, it's all true. There's so many twists.
And you know, you and I and Ellen have to be accountable to the IRS. They are merciless if they think that you have anything that you owe them They even want people out there to tell on their neighbors. You remember that program where they ask people, they'll pay people to be able to say, oh, this person was hiding funds and so forth. I mean, they want to go after you regardless, without any mercy. So consequently, they get to get walked here, and this is just unacceptable. I mean, you know, they work for the American people. We pay for their jobs. The government does not get to abuse the American people.
Story out of Iraq, insurgents have seized a key oil refinery now, exactly what you would not want to have happen.
And exactly what we thought they would do.
John Kerry is warning the Iraqis that the U.S. will take military action. You've got him there on the ground rallying various factions. You've got Iraq giving U.S. Military advisors immunity.
Why are they going out there meeting with the oil companies in the United States to get ready for this? We knew this was going to happen. I mean, obviously, you know, you and I have talked about this before. There's enough oil in this country and with our neighbors to the north and the south to have energy security. So, I just don't want to see anybody have to go die for oil again.
And by the way, at the same time they're talking about raising, this is a plan in the Senate, a bipartisan plan to raise the gas tax 12 cents. Probably bad timing on that one. Maybe that's why the White House came out yesterday and said they're not in favor of the hike. But, Ellen, defend this mess, would you?
Well, I'm going to defend it very simply by saying accidents happen. When you have a bureaucracy, as you know, things are very, very difficult to manage because it's not like a small company like yours or mine or Blanquita's company. And that's what happened.
I think that we got to have some vision here and have Mr. Kerry and the president start meeting with the people who are actually providing energy and also secure the electrical grid, for crying out loud. And the water supply. I mean, I'm telling you, we are a day late and a dollar short. It's going to cripple the American economy and our national energy security.
All right. Only about a half a minute left. Anything else besides Iraq, besides the IRS, besides the gas tax? How about Hillary making $100 million? And that's not really truly well off, she said. I mean, her presidential chances go down by the day with this book tour, don't they?
Well, why? I think she's doing a good job with her book tour. What are you talking about? I think they are looking, if she looks sideways, they look at her. Oh, her eyes might look right or left. That might
Ellen,
mean she has brain cancer.
Is there a difference in holding back his endorsement of Hillary? He's not convinced she's a candidate.
I don't know how saying $100 million is not being truly well off in any way helps a future presidential campaign or is able
I mean, I would have handled it differently. I would have said, you know what, President Clinton and I are well off, and that's why we have the Clinton Foundation. That's why we try and give so much money away.
She didn't say that, though. She said it's not truly well off. That's crazy. Anyway, thanks, ladies. We're out of time.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're in the oil patch today. We're doing the oil patch tour, actually, a good chunk of this week. Today in Stanley, tomorrow in Tioga for the Million Barrel Celebration, Million Barrel Thanks event. Doors open at 10, remember on that. And 11 o'clock, the festivities begin. Air show at 11:30 and the ribbon cutting and community barbecue and air tours. Boy, a lot going on. Hope you take that in. Also, we'll be in Watford City. Their centennial celebration is kicking off on Thursday. Looking forward to that. So it's centennial week in Watford City as well. Then Friday, we're in the other end of the state. We'll be in Grand Forks for the opening of the newest Shield store. So a lot happening, and glad to have you along for the ride. I want to talk next with Rachel Brash. And Rachel is with the University of Mary, one of our favorite organizations on the planet. They have some exciting news to share. They have actually some great things happening in Watford City today, and we're going to talk a little bit about University of Mary Worldwide. Rachel is the director of University of Mary Worldwide. They are expanding to the oil patch. And Rachel, it's nice to have you on the program. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. So first, let's start with what is University of Mary Worldwide? Talk a little bit about this program.
Well, one of the founding pillars of our institution has been serving the adult learner. And so Worldwide is kind of the organizational structure inside the university that works with those students who are out in the workplace. They have families, they have other obligations. And so we work with them with recruitment and the advisement of them, just being their liaison and advocate for them to be able to earn their bachelor's degree online or at one of our locations, and then go on to their master's, too.
Pretty amazing. And this is obviously something that is called University of Mary Worldwide because you are worldwide, but explain, before we talk about your newest locations, all the places you're delivering these services.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are everywhere from Billings, Montana, over to Alexandria, Minnesota, Fargo and Bismarck, Fort Riley, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, and we're also looking forward in the future being offering some graduate programs down in Tempe, Arizona.
And, of course, online anywhere, right?
That's right.
Now, you have a new partnership in Watford City. Talk about the latest addition to the University of Mary Worldwide offerings.
We are really excited about the Watford City location. The western part of the state is certainly a place that's a lot's going on right now. And part of our mission is to serve this region and beyond. And so it would be we'd be remiss if we didn't go out into the western part of the state and offer undergraduate and graduate programs. And so we have been working with the community leaders over at Watford City, and they have welcomed us with open arms. We have just been so excited to partner with them. So as soon as this fall, we will begin offering undergraduate degrees right in Watford City.
So you're serving oil country from a university perspective, and right now that doesn't exist in these communities, right? This is you're a pioneer.
That's right, and that's what makes us so nimble, is that we can go into locations, we can work with the community, we can see what they need, and we can offer it. You know, part of higher education is being able to serve the needs right away. And so that's why we go up there often. We stay in touch with those community members. We're always learning more about what's going on and how we can be a partner with them, not just for the next couple of years, but a long-term relationship. Because we feel as a university, as a Catholic university, that we can bring a lot to that community on many levels. Education is so important, and to be able to do it with a Benedictine Foundation makes us unique and provides a really great opportunity for both the students and their employers.
So, for instance, in Watford City, what would be available to folks there? When you talk about undergrad and grad and accelerated programs, talk about the different choices mm-hmm. they'd have for education mm-hmm. options.
Sure. We will start out with some undergraduate business degree programs. So this is great for somebody who maybe has a few transfers credits from different institutions. Maybe they have some military credits. We'll take those in. We'll do a customized degree program, and they can get their undergraduate degree in different fields like information technology management. They can do it in business administration, healthcare administration. And so that allows them to get that bachelor's degree, which is really it's an important milestone in an individual's life. And to be able to balance that with everything else going on, with work and community and family, that's what we're there for, is to do that. And then also, too, students can choose to go on to their master's degree. We're really excited about two new master's programs that we have in the business school. One is the Master of Science in Business, and then we also refreshed our MBA curriculum. And what's so unique about this curriculum is that it's really student-driven. It allows students to choose from a lot of different concentrations. They can do project management, energy management. They can do an executive track. And it puts them in the driver's seat. And at the very end, they come out with a portfolio so that they have a deliverable that they've worked upon. And they can choose what that theme of that portfolio is from the very beginning. And our professors in the School of Business support them, and we as advisors make sure that they can succeed every step of the way.
Fascinating. Really exciting. Now, I understand you have an event, actually, that you're partnering with in Watford City today from 11 to 7, and it's a good old-fashioned hot dog cookout, so I love this. And want to tell folks in and around Watford City that you're invited between 11 and 7 today. What's happening there? Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. We are partnering with MBI Energy Services, and we're going to be in the parking lot of CashWise today giving out free hot dogs. So we invite everybody to come on by Cloverdale and Coke have supported us, and CashWise was gracious enough to let us park out there for a little bit. And so what this is really an opportunity to just meet people, find out what's going on, let them know that we're there, and, of course, through that Benedictine Value of Hospitality, give them some free food, too.
Nothing like a little hot dog cookout right in the middle of all the action in Watford City. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're excited. And then tomorrow we're going to head over to Tioga as well and head over to that party with you, Scott.
Yeah, that's quite an event, and I really encourage folks, even if you're on the eastern end of the state, you can hear about what's happening in the oil patch, from a media reporter, read it, and really I don't know how to say this without offending the other media, but it's nothing like being here. You know, I mean, it really is. You just have to actually see it for yourself. So what I'm saying is, don't rely on what others tell you about it, whether that be somebody that's been out here. Just see it for yourself. And the events like tomorrow are a great opportunity to do that. They really are doing it right tomorrow with the air tours, where you literally can get up and see it from above. Free air tours. I mean, you can get on an airplane and take a little tour around and actually see it, and take a bus trip out to the Clarence Iverson well, and take a little stroll through the oil museum that they put together. A lot of work going into that, so just a great opportunity, and also to meet folks, just to understand a little bit more about this part of the world, because it is really it's different, isn't it, Rachel? I mean, you put yourself in the middle of Watford City today for that event, and compare it to what I would call the average everyday in the life of folks in Bismarck or Minot or Fargo or Grand Forks is very, very different.
That's right. And I think one thing that I always come away from when I visit Watford City is the strength of this community and how they want, they still have that North Dakota spirit with everything that's going on. And who wouldn't want to be a part of that? And so that's why we come up here so often. And we just can't thank enough all of our partners in Watford City for the graciousness that they've showed us.
So if you've intrigued somebody today with these new offerings in Watford City or at any of the University of Mary Worldwide locations, what is the best way to get more information about it, find out about enrolling in one of the programs?
Well, the best thing, obviously, is come down and have a free hot dog with us. We have members of our nursing department, members of School of Business, and our business partnership coordinator and myself down there today. And so come see us. Otherwise, check out our website, www.umary.edu, or give us a call, 355-8128.
All right, one more time on that number.
355-8128.
And again, they will be in Watford City today from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., parking lot of the Cashwise Foods, partnered up with the MBI Energy Services, officials from the University of Mary there. Good opportunity to just come by and have a free meal and a little conversation about what is happening. And if today doesn't work for you, the UMary website is absolutely fantastic and a great entree to everything going on at the University of Mary, which exists to serve the religious, academic, and cultural needs of the people in our region and beyond. And as Rachel mentioned earlier, obviously that great connection to the Sisters of the Annunciation Monastery, the Benedictine connection. It's Christian, it's Catholic, it's Benedictine, and we're looking forward very much to a lot of conversations over the coming year with the folks from the University of Mary about this. Here's what I believe, Rachel, more than anything, that the more a sense of community is built, and the more opportunities there are to have everything in the middle of the oil patch in a community like Watford City, where the University of Mary will locate, that you would have in other similar-sized communities and more, given the immense amount of energy activity going on right now, is priority number one. And certainly a higher education component is extraordinarily important to a sense of community, isn't it?
That's right. That's absolutely right, and we want to be the university in the western part of the state that provides that.
And a lot of folks in Watford City have stepped up to help make this happen, so it's wonderful. And again, they have a centennial celebration, so if you can't make it today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, unbelievable amount of activities, and again, really well thought out. So do a little oil patch tour, get on up here and take in the Million Barrel Celebration on Wednesday. I know a lot of folks are doing that in Tioga Wednesday and then heading for the Centennial Thursday. But if you can't make it during the week, that continues into the weekend as well. All right, Rachel, one more time on how folks can find out more about the University of Mary before we let you go.
Yes, www.umary.edu, or give us a call, 701-355-8128, or stop by Cashwise today and have some food with us.
That's the best idea. 11 to 7 in Watford City, hot dog cookout with MBI Energy Services. Again, that's at the Cashwise parking lot. Starts right before lunch, goes right through dinner, should be a great time. Rachel Brash is the director of the University of Mary Worldwide, telling us about this exciting new development out there in Watford City today on the program. Rachel, thanks so much. Good to chat with you, and look forward to many more conversations as this effort rolls out. It's an exciting time.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your time.
Coming up on What's on Your Mind, lots more, and we'll check the weather here in just a moment for you and get you updated on the weather scene. It's a little cooler today out here in the patch, that's for sure. Also on the program today, after we crank things up in the open phone time, and I want to spend a little time, really celebrating the pioneer spirit of folks in the oil patch and getting the impressions of folks that are outside it, because the tip of the spear in building communities is happening right here, right now, by these folks. And there's a sacrifice to that. There is that we ought to acknowledge, thank, and applaud. Also, a debate on the legal challenge to North Dakota's gay marriage ban. Also, Pete Hannabut, public policy director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, on the sage-grouse effort to get it on the endangered species list. Not a good thing. Coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field, it's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. We ask because we want to know. Telephone number is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. We're blessed with an audience that's east, west, north, and south throughout the northern plains. But I know everybody within the sound of my voice knows what is happening in energy country of North Dakota, specifically in this northwest corner of North Dakota. But they don't necessarily know it from having seen it and lived it up front. And what I'd love to facilitate, if I can say that perfect conversation would be to someone that is living and making this happen, contributing mightily with the results of energy production to the bottom line of the great state of North Dakota, the tax coffers. I mean, the economy is benefiting in every corner of the state of North Dakota. But that comes at a sacrifice from people that are really living at the tip of the spear here. And so the conversation I'd love to have is someone that, you know, top of the hour, talk with somebody that moved from Twin City suburbs, a business leader down there, back here, and how different life is here versus there. And Danita described it as exciting. It is exciting. But it's also, it's not like what it is everywhere else. They're homesteaders. I mean, it's like the pioneers all over again, building something new. And a lot of it's happening very fast. And you also have people that have been lifelong residents, and they see all of this around them, and it's disruptive to their way of life. So there is a, I think there's a certain amount of envy for what's happening outside of the patch. Oh my gosh, all the mineral rights, all the people making all the money, all those jobs, but it comes with sacrifices too, without question. So you just really need to, in my view, spend a little time walking a mile in their shoes, for lack of a better term. It really is pretty amazing. So anyway, if you're living in the patch and agree or disagree with what I'm saying, let us know about life here, and let others know what life is like here. And if you're living outside the patch and think you know about what's happening here, you agree or disagree with me that these folks deserve our praise for putting up with things that we take for granted every day. Schools are already built. You know, certainly in North Dakota, not a lot of housing choices because there's a housing crunch, but very different than out here. And we are, by the way, coming to you live and direct from Frontier Village today. And they have open houses every day, but they especially do it on Saturday. I'm going to give you a telephone number if you're interested in finding out more about what's happening here. It's 701-628-1215. 701-628-1215. I mean, when you hear Gordon, as he said earlier, hey, $3,000 to $5,000 down and around $1,000 a month, you're moving in a new home. You know, a little more if you want a few extra amenities, a little less if you can live without them, but 2 to 4 bedroom homes in a neighborhood with a street and a curb and a lawn and, you know, home, you know, and affordable. And, you know, on one end of you can see a grocery store and a convenience store and, you know, a general store, for lack of a better term, with Tractor Supply. And on the other end of you is a school, you know, walking distance. This day and age, rather rare. So if you want to find out more about Frontier Village, 701-628-1215. Arrange a tour. See it for yourself firsthand and find out about affordable housing here in Stanley, North Dakota. As I mentioned, it's a little cool today. And it's been cool in the patch. It's not been blazing hot summer. There's a few examples of it, but not a lot. So let me tell you a little bit about weather and what we're expecting for a couple of busy days here in the patch. 54 degrees right now in Tioga, heading for high just to 70 degrees today. Oil patch forecast cloudy. Skies early, followed by partial clearing. High 69, northeast wind at 10 to 15. Tonight clear, low about 49. But look at the rest of the week here. We're not going to break 80. It will get close to it by the weekend, but 70 today, as I said, 73 tomorrow with some showers, 75 Thursday, and then warming up on Friday and Saturday. Williston 57 at this hour, Watford City 55, Newtown 54, Tioga and Stanley 54 degrees, Columbus 57. Back in the valley, cloudy skies 59 right now in Fargo. Showers early in a good chunk of eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Showers early with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Only 62 for a high today. Tonight, rain showers this evening. Mostly cloudy conditions overnight, low about 56 degrees. And same thing. You know, cool to start the week. We'll be upper 70s by Thursday and Friday, hitting into the 80s by the weekend. Another nice weekend in store. Warming up pretty nice, so that's not bad. 59, as I said right now, and Grand Forks under cloudy skies. Hillsborough cloudy, 64. Grafton, some showers at 55. Kindred, cloudy, 64. Breckenridge, cloudy, 63. Fergus Falls, cloudy, 64. Detroit Lake, 61, heading for 66, but a cloudy one there today. Beef River, cloudy in 63. Watertown, 64. It'll all be low 70s, mid-70s today. Aberdeen, 59. Right now in Fargo, cloudy skies, 64 degrees, and the high temp, not going to break 70, 68 degrees for a high temp today. Right now, winds west-northwest at about 13 miles an hour. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 855-200-1776 to weigh in on the news of the day. Press 1 to leave a message during the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.